flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is unbelievable. The whole theme of this show today was going to be about trades. Like, we're talking theoretical trades based on the Doncic-Davis trade, Bob. Talking about what would Skeens net in a trade? You know, what about, you hardly ever see this with these generational guys. As we're doing that show, this Myles Garrett statement comes out. I'm going to read it, okay, Bob?
Yes, please do. It's from his account, so it is real.
Yeah, and I'm going off Adam Schefter's blue check. So this won't be Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson on a beach somewhere.
Oh, thank you very much, Joe.
Do you remember when that happened, Limits?
You know, that's why I'm now begging off of them. I'm not going to look at anything. I'm not going to believe anything.
I know. Well, you're best off that way. Yes.
Well, how could you forget?
Here's Myles Garrett's statement, and I'll say that the last sentence is in bold on his statement, and he signs it at the end. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was this is real, right?
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
This almost seems unreal. It's ridiculous. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. And that goal fuels me today more than ever. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio and the incredible fan base of the Cleveland Browns has made this one of the toughest decisions of my life. These past 8 years have helped shape me into the man that I am today. While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest of stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, Myles Garrett writes. It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. And then the last paragraph separated in bold. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns, Myles Garrett. Where do we go from here, Bob?
We've been talking about what, hypothetically, a trade would look like for all these people locally tied to Pittsburgh. What about this one? What would a team be willing to give you for Myles Garrett?
Oh, I'll tell you the team I again have in mind, because it's a team that has a chance to win and is a Myles Garrett away from winning, and that's the Buffalo Bills. That's an obvious choice. And there are others, for sure, like anybody could use him. Who are some of the other teams? Cincinnati Bengals. Would they trade him in Ohio?
Division, I don't know if they'd do that. And I don't know, I mean, what are you going to give them? Cincinnati's trying to win.
Well, what's anybody going to give them? That's just an example of a team.
You have to look
Denver Broncos.
Denver's a team. How about the Chargers?
The Commanders.
Yeah.
Who else?
So what do you think it would look like? What would you get? Let's say it's mostly draft picks, because it probably will be.
First, I'm going to give you this. Ben Axelrod, who I believe is from Awful Announcing, covers the Browns, I think, said there's no other way to look at this other than the Deshaun Watson trade cost the Browns 3 first-round picks, Nick Chubb's prime, and Myles Garrett. There's no other way to spin this.
Well, wasted all those years.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe like this is falling into our laps here on a day when trades were going to be the theme. That might be, and I know there's Babe Ruth and others, that might be the most destructive trade in the history of professional sports. It ruined the Cleveland Browns. It ruined
them. And it was engineered by their owner. Had nothing to do with football people who were trying to make a trade. It was him.
Right. Their owner, who's, you know, another.
And now the owner's going to be, you know, what's he going to do about this? Is he going to say, okay, sure, Miles, he may say no.
If I'm him, I say yes in 2 seconds, and then I go out and get the best deal, which is.
Because you need to restock your cupboard.
Absolutely. And that the other thing that has me thinking about this very seriously is, are the Browns now going to jump ahead of the Steelers on a rebuild mission? When the Steelers should be trading a guy like T.J. Watt, they're going to hang on to their illusions and delusions that they're actually like in it, like they're a contender, like, oh, we're that close, while the Browns go back and rebuild and build up again. And lest I remind you, Bob, the Browns have one playoff win in recent vintage. The Steelers have none.
No, I understand that, but they have got such a long way. I think they have so much in terms of what they need to do, and they don't have the resources to do it. Now, this will help them if they get the right return.
Good morning, Joe. Patrick Roberts says, Miles did not write that statement. His agent wrote it. Oh, that's an important point, Patrick, and spell Miles right. Obviously, he's sitting there dictating, and who knows? What does that matter? Why would that matter? Why would somebody weigh in with such an idiotic comment? Anyway, go ahead, Bob.
No, I was just saying, what they get in return will tell you what they can do in terms of speeding toward a recovery from this Deshaun Watson trade. So they're going to have to get quite a bit back in order to help them dig out from this mess.
I saw the Denver Broncos dig out pretty quickly once they got Bo Nix, and they're hung up almost as much as the Browns on that Russell Wilson
deal. You still have
the
quarterback situation that doesn't going to change.
You're about to have maybe 3 first-round picks that could help you change it. What have the Steelers got? How are they going to change theirs?
They're going to have to trade up in the draft next year, I think, to get to a place where they can draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it this year, but I would do it next.
Would you rather be the Browns right now or the Steelers? Because this was actually going to be a topic today, too.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard Crowley, he had like a a verbal meltdown for a moment. That's all. He made a just a little mistake. He said where the Steelers are going to trade their franchise, and then he corrected and said, "Oh no, I meant this." But that little spark got me to thinking. In our trade theme today, who would you trade entire teams with right now if you were the Steelers? Like the direction of their franchise, who would you rather be? I was going to ask about every team in the NFL. Would you rather be them or the Steelers right now? I remember, again, having this conversation with Ed Bouchette probably 5 years ago. Seinfeld says when you get to be our age, Bob, that everything that happened happened, quote, 5 years ago, about 5 years ago. And Ed, when I compared the Texans to the Steelers, admonished me and said, who would you rather be, the Houston Texans or the Pittsburgh Steelers? And I said, the Texans. You don't have the franchise history, but that's history. Because the Texans at that time were about to have another top pick in the draft. I said, Ed, they've had more recent success than the Steelers, and now they're about to draft another quarterback. Or maybe it was even in the early Deshaun years where I said, Ed, now they have their young quarterback. And now they have another one, Bob. So I would rather be the Texans than the Steelers right now. And I'm not so sure if I was willing right now to trade Myles Garrett, I wouldn't rather be the Browns than the Steelers.
I don't want to be the Browns with the mess they currently have, period. I think it's still going to take them a lot to get out of it. But they will have certainly resources to try to change that direction pretty quickly. And again, getting back to what we've been talking about for the last several weeks, the quarterback is the key to everybody. If you have a quarterback, you can change the direction of your franchise very quickly. If you don't, you will mire in the same area.
That's why I'd rather be the Browns.
Again.
That's my argument.
That's fine. But if you get that kind of resource back for Myles Garrett, then you have to take quarterbacks. You also have to get rid of Deshaun Watson, regardless of what it costs. You're going to pay him anyway. Just get rid of him. It's just a bad thing to have around. You know?
By the way, Bob, I don't think they'll care about the division. Now I see people talking about the Ravens going for him. They have 11 picks in this draft.
I don't think they'd make a trade with them.
I think you go for the best deal.
Maybe, but I think you'll get
other offers. He's 29.
As you just described, there are teams out there that are similar to Baltimore who need a piece like that.
Yeah.
So the bidding war will be a good one. And unlike Luka Doncic and the Mavericks who make one phone call and just make a trade, they're going to look at everything. If I were Cleveland and do this right, Jimmy Haslam, stay away from this.
Well,
get the football people in and let's make a bidding war of it. Who wants him? He's for sale. He wants out.
Who do you think gets more in a trade, T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett? Garrett, because he's a little bit younger,
Garrett,
maybe?
Garrett, only because of the age. The age is a factor.
I'd say it'd be a similar package, and I would say this really underscores the Steelers. The Steelers are delusional. I think most of our listeners would agree with that. They think they're an actual contender or close to being one, when we all know they're not. The Browns, at least, can't even argue for that. They've sunk to the bottom. But it's the Browns who, if they adhere to this request, are going to get this windfall and have a shot at a franchise quarterback. It's the Steelers who will continue to live in their delusion and wind up spending all kinds of money on a guy who's going to turn 31 next season and who is having trouble being healthy at playoff time anyway. So, you know what? I'd rather be the Browns right now. I think even as a fan, that would have me thinking, you know, this just didn't work. It's the end of the Myles Garrett era. They ruined it. There's no guarantee they'll do this right, by the way. But I would rather have all those first-round picks looking at me. And there's going to be multiple first-round picks coming from somebody.
I would agree. That's what you want, especially in the NFL, where more recently we've seen player-for-player trades. But generally speaking, it's always going to be future assets. And if you can get high ones, depending on who you're dealing with, you could really change things around in a hurry. So that's the challenge for the Steelers. How do you get there? If you're not going to be proactive and make these sorts of moves, then how do you get there? What do you do? If you're going to make a trade in the draft next year, move from wherever you're going to pick, 17 to 22, and move up to top 10, you're going to have to give up something to do it. But I would recommend that's a good way to get a quarterback. Because I don't see it happening this year. I don't see any way they're going to get one of these guys. And Joe, if I were them, I wouldn't just desperately try to draft a quarterback in round 3 or 4 just because.
Bob, I'm reading. I hear that. I'm reading something from Nick Wilson, who's a media guy. Barry and Stefanski walked into Cleveland with a starting quarterback, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, and Denzel, and turned it into one playoff win, a 476 winning percentage, the worst trade in NFL history, no quarterback, no elite running back, and now no Myles Garrett if they trade him. He said fumbling the bag doesn't begin to describe it.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. We'll be right back.